Leonard, always a pleasure. Is your name Leonard, full name?
Leonard's my full name.
I love calling you Leonard. Oh. I feel like we have a bond. I feel like that's your warrior name.
Maybe it is. My friends call me Len, Lenny, you know. Leonard's fine.
Leonard.
I don't really like Lenny. It sounds so juvenile. Leonard or Len is fine with me. You look wonderful. You look
Leonard is very close to learned. So
oh, okay.
I like that.
Call me Leonard.
Learned Belzer.
You look terrific. You're trim. Trimmer than I've ever seen you. You got a nice mustache and a beard, and you got, your linen glasses on.
Not
however, I must ask this question now. You are smoking a cigarette as we speak. I was very thrilled that you had stopped smoking. What happened, my friend?
Well, I did stop, and, for 9 months, and then I started again, and I gotta tell you, the honest to God truth, I've never felt better. I had no idea how much energy I was expending trying not to smoke. Since I started again, I'm playing tennis, swimming, jogging, mountain climbing, parachuting, skiing, badminton, you name it. You want to run around the block? I'll chase you. I'll race you. I don't care. I know I've smoked enough to kill half a dozen Marlboro men and put all six of their horses in oxygen stalls. I know. I can't explain it. It added, when I started smoking again, it added a sweetness to my life. That's all I will tell you. I think without spice, life is tasteless, and cigarettes are definitely a spice.
What a nice
I have a belief.
Cigarette
lobby. By the way, I have a belief that, you know, that if at all that scenario is true, you die, you go to heaven, meet St. Peter at the gate.
Yeah.
I believe the first thing he's going to ask you is, you got a light? You mean you all smoke here? Yeah, that's why it's heaven. These aren't clouds. This is cigarette smoke. Hell is the non-smoking section. You want to look down at them for a minute? Sure. I can't believe what they do to their bodies. It smells like an ashtray. I can't believe they want me to smell their secondary smoke. Look what they're doing to their bodies. Ooh, that's hellish. Exactly. Light up and come on in. Hendrix is on harp tonight.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you smoking? I know you say you're smoking again. Obviously you are. Is it the same amount you used to smoke or less?
I don't know. I go through about 2 lighters a day, as you know. I've given up counting cigarettes specifically. The math gives me a headache.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to make any apology for it. Len, we're either invulnerable spirits or we're not.
Uh-huh.
There's no middle ground here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to assume that I am God's loved and beloved child, as are we all.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing I can do that will ever stop that. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you've got it all worked out. I'm not going to argue with you.
Boy, I'm getting really some good rationalizations here.
Yeah.
I'm discussing smoking with
priests. We don't encourage
now.
Anyone to smoke, but to each his own.
To each his own. Whatever right. gets you through the night.
Yeah. Now, I want to congratulate you on Revelation, your HBO special, which was filmed in England, and I saw it. Very dramatic opening and closing, and very dramatic material. Tell us about that show and how it all came to be.
Well, I've started touring in England about 2 years ago, and the reason I have some kind of wild success there is they aired a special we recorded in Montreal at the Comedy Festival on Channel 4 in England. And it had a huge response, and when I went over there, I went from basically never being there to filling 2,000-seat turn-of-the-century theaters every night. We did 2 tours, 23 dates and 17 dates, and the 23rd date was the Dominion Theater, which was filmed for HBO,
mm-hmm.
called Revelations.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, of course, always, I like to add the dramatic effects, because I don't believe comedy and drama are too far off. And I like a little meat with my meal, and I like setting comedy in a dramatic situation. It's kind of like what my comedy is. You take a serious subject, and you take it to its absurd final outcome, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what the comedy part of the show is, and the other part is a little philosophical message in that basically it's just a ride that we're on, and it's how you choose to take the ride. It's
mm-hmm.
the world does nothing to you; it's your attitude solely that creates your own personal heaven or hell.
Mm-hmm.
That was my message.
Right, it was very well done.
And HBO airs it at 3 a.m. So
it's finished airing now, right? It was on
tonight.
Recently.
Tonight is the last airing
okay.
until the fine print goes into effect, and I'm on the Comedy Channel for all eternity with no residuals.
welcome to Comedy Hell.
Yeah, you know, I was once watching the Comedy Channel, and suddenly what came on was the back of my head watching the Comedy Channel. I think they're running out of ideas. Or clips or something, I don't know.
Well, when you got to fill 24 hours a day with comedy, 7 days a week, you start scraping the bottom.
Well, you ever realize how sad we must be as a culture that we need this much comedy? You know what I mean? How pained we must be?
Well, to me, it's, I don't call it comedy. I say we are the most over-entertained society in the history of the world.
Yeah.
And it is, it may be, Nero fiddling while Rome burns. We don't want to look at all the horrors that are going on, so we keep ourselves amused and entertained.
Well, I don't find...
And I do, too. I mean, I can't take... I read the papers for 20 minutes. That's enough for today. I can't...
Oh, exactly, but I don't find most of what you see in comedy to be actually entertaining. I find it most to be banal and trite and just as horrific as, I don't know, earthquakes in India and brush fires in California. Like I said, I think that comedy, real comedy provides answers. It turns circles into spirals. The real laugh is one of recognition of truth. And, that's the kind of comedy I like. In other words, I think we've heard enough about cats to last as a lifetime. Endear cats.
Cats, you mean the Broadway play?
No. that as well. Comics are more endeared of cats than the Egyptians were, you know? Boy, cats are weird,
oh,
huh?
Oh, okay.
How about
okay.
cats? You know, you ever look at a cat? Cats always give you that look. Shut up. What's next? Ferrets? Are we moving down the food chain? Get over it. It's a household pet. Live with it. You know what I mean? I don't know why people are so entertained by
or
cats.
Or 7-Elevens. Can we hear some more about 7-Elevens?
Yeah, exactly. So this is why I think my comedy is slightly different and why I remain a completely anonymous force in American comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But in England,
you're not anonymous, my friend.
But in England,
you are not anonymous.
They got me in 2 years what I've never been able to achieve here in the States. So I have a fondness for them.
They find the English more progressive and open-minded.
What I find is that they are an older culture that have been screwed by their government longer and have a very healthy sense of cynicism. And I think in our country, in about 600 years, they'll find my old CDs and go, this guy was great. What happened to him? Well, his final gig was at the Comedy Pouch in Possum Ridge, Arkansas.
Our special guest this week, Bill Hicks.